every Monday, we have This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO, Mr. Justin Jennings. However, he is out this morning, and I am joined by Ms. Christine Sawicki. She is the Chief Academic Officer to Youngstown City Schools. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. Doing good. You good?
I'm well, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. So listen, I know we always talk about the food distribution, so we'll start in there. Tell me what's going on with the food distribution for Youngstown City School Scholars.
Sure, our weekly food distribution continues this Wednesday as normal, and food will be distributed from 11 to 2, and we'll have our sites at East, Cheney, Wilson, Pulsey Bun, and Shop and Career and Technical Center.
Okay, and that's, you said, give us the time one more time.
Sure. It's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Wednesday.
Okay. So make sure everybody knows that about this Wednesday. Nothing's really changed, but we still like to make sure we get that out there and remind parents. Also, I know happening or starting today is the testing window for math. That starts today. Tell us about that and what parents can expect.
Sure. We just hope that our parents can help us get our scholars to school. Even our remote scholars are coming in. So the state math assessment for grades 3 through high school will open today. Scholars have an individual day that they will come in and take the assessment if they're not already in school. So please stay tuned. Keep your ears open for messages from your teachers and principals. And we just hope that you help us. Scholars get a good night rest and a good breakfast in the morning, and that they do their best on the assessment.
Awesome. And the school or the teachers are going to be contacting the parents how, via telephone or email?
It may be both. It might also be through the Remind app. Some of them have probably already received messages. Okay. But if not, the Remind app will be a big one where they receive messages from the teachers.
Okay, parents, so double check. Make sure you triple check your email and you're checking all your apps and things like that. And also answering phone calls. We all know we get phone calls from people and we don't necessarily know the number. Let's make sure that we start answering phone calls from different numbers starting today. It's probably already happened, but we want to make sure that's done. Also on our schedule today, I know Justin Jennings and I talked about it a little bit last week, but summer enrichment is close upon us. Tell us about summer enrichment.
Yeah, we're really excited about our summer enrichment program. It'll be for 5 weeks this year, beginning June 7th through July 9th, and that is offered to all scholars in preschool through 12th grade. And scholars will be receiving a mix of not only academics, but enrichment. We really want to make sure that our scholars are able to get the academics with a focus on literacy and math this summer, but also have fun during the summer. So we have a lot of partners. We're partnering with United Way, Red Zone, Oh Wow, YMCA, the Metro Parks, just a bunch of different organizations in the area to really give our scholars outdoor adventures while still tying in the academics. So we have about almost 800 scholars registered.
Wow.
So again, really looking forward to that and providing them with an awesome opportunity this summer.
That's good. Parents, if you need to make sure your kid is registered, go ahead and start working on that now. We know it starts in June. Listen, I know we've got a lot of good things going on too, but kids are always off on Wednesday because if it's like a professional day. I think that Wednesday is not only an off day this week, but it's something special. Tell us about that.
I'd like to give a shout out to all of our administrative professionals. As this is known, Wednesday the 21st will be known as Administrative Professionals Day, not only in Youngstown, but across the state. So just a shout out to everybody who works so hard every day, but really acknowledging our administrative professionals for their special day this week.
Awesome. And I want to thank you so much for shouting them out. And people, listen, if you know an administrative professional, do something good for them this Wednesday. It's their special day. I want to thank you so much, Ms. Sawicki, for being on with me this morning. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you all for joining us for This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO. Be sure to tune in to our next episode.